Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't have been in that position, a bit like Northampton, to be digging. And I think that would have been a very bitter mental blow to the team if we had lost another game at the death, which we could easily have, and shouldn't have been in that position. But credit to them for the way they fought, credit to the crowd for the way they gave energy to that team, you know, saw a team fight for each other. And I think you see that. We're really disappointed last week. We had a tough little run, but there's a long way to go in the season, and it'll be a happier place to be on Tuesday, building up to the Wasps game, and we'll do week by week and keep on fighting, because we know where we want to be.
A lot of faith in the players that you always bring into the team, but there's a lot of changes in that back line, and given the players they were up against tonight, that must be another massive boost for all of you.
Yeah, huge, and you know, credit to Ben Botticker, because you know, a couple of weeks ago the emotion of the moment was, you know, it wasn't his fault, but it was his last mistake, and he came back and showed the sort of mental ability that sports people have to have. They have to be able to go out in the cauldron, they have to put themselves up to be shot at, and then they come back for more. And if you have that sort of mental ability, you're great. So same with Sloaney and Winnie coming in, brilliant to see him put the jersey on, and great to see Marlon get reward for, he's been working so hard, and great to see him get the reward of a try.
And Ben, not only the kicking, but that little quick bit of thinking for the try.
Yeah, well, I think maybe, you know, living at Marlon for a little bit over the last few years, probably there's a good telepathy between the two of them, and it sat up nicely for once. You know, you need a little bit of luck, a little bounce, but also the way he struck the ball made sure it did bounce up. So I'm really delighted for Ben, just on a personal level, but you know, it's one game, but it's just nice to get that win.
We've talked a bit about the backs, but over the course of the match, scrums, line-outs, restarts, seemed like you bossed all three of those areas of the game.
Yeah, our line-out needed work, no doubt about that, because we bombed a few line-outs we shouldn't have had, and that would have built more pressure. Our scrum was magnificent. I mean, Adam Jones is teaching Will Collier and Kyle Sinclair a few things, but he showed them that he's not here just to be an ornament, and he's a great rugby player.
Well.
Yeah, but he was relishing it. It's what he came here for, and to do something different, and he won't play every week, but we'll keep on making sure that Sink and Collier are the two people we push forward. But Adam Jones is a magnificent rugby player still, and I think he'll bring that at home, and so that's a nice little feather to show a few people that he's got a lot of rugby left in him yet. That's why he's signed up again for another year next year.
And every time you had a restart, it seemed that you got a penalty from that restart. Brilliant chases, also brilliantly placed kicks.
Yeah, I mean, Ben put them on the money. The only bit that was really disappointing was when we got 9 points ahead or whatever it was, that we decided to play from deep and give a penalty away when you should have just hoofed it down the pitch. But that's part of learning, and thankfully tonight it didn't cost us. It nearly did, and you have a few shredded nerves, but we got there.